Dialetter Martin Allen August the Hugo's story. Delighted to be chatting with you again and the listeners.
We spoke briefly at the tail end of our broadcast. We didn't get a chance to speak to you on air, but I was speaking to you after the broadcast from Bannerythangan's show. What did you make of the actual show itself?
Absolutely amazing. Really well organised, really well conducted. Fabulous amount of community tents there, community stands, civic authorities, and also businesses. It's a vital, vital type of event for the communities to come together and to communicate in a face-to-face way, Alan. And I suppose it's what you and I specialise in the world of broadcasting. And I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great opportunity for me to actually say thanks to a good few groups and meet the voters that were very kind to vote for me to be their MEP.
Now, one of the questions I didn't get a chance to ask you live on air was about your support of the Independent Broadcasters Association of Ireland and their call to keep radios in new vehicles and new cars. This is an issue at the moment. What are your thoughts on it, please?
Well, look, I don't want to see car radios removed from all new cars that are produced. This comes obviously in the wake, as you know, of some of the car manufacturers replacing our humble radio that we all grew up with in the car with internet-only options on the dashboards. I don't agree with that at all. I think radio should continue to be available to those who want to listen to it. And in fact, it's quite stark, the statistic and the percentage of people. 41%, Alan, of people listen to radio whilst they're in the car. And I would argue that taking away the radio, it would absolutely limit consumer choice and it would force people into, I suppose, subscription services that we're all so used to now. But it would have a huge negative impact on broadcasters, local radio and indeed national radio stations who are providing very, very effective and comprehensive news and music and current affairs and all types of information, whether it's about a road closure or a weather forecast.
Now, this story is quite topical at the moment and is quite new as well. Where are we at with this? How far has this gone down the line, Cynthia, to the best of your knowledge?
To the best of my knowledge, and I will stand to be corrected, I think it is out there at the moment for discussion. I don't think any decision has been made. So I think we're at, as I say, hearing from all the interested parties. But I certainly wouldn't be in favour of having the car radio removed at all. We've always been free to listen to radio. I think we should continue to do that going forward. And I think radio stations, as I said, they play a vital service for the community in the fight against disinformation. Now, I suppose the disinformation point, Alan, feeds into the other concern and worry that I have, and that is that Minister Martin is due to announce the funding model for the Irish broadcast media, and to date, I'm not aware of any plan that she has or will announce a rollout dedicated to local radio and the current affairs remit of local radio. I suppose I really got upfront and personal with this problem during the campaign when I actually realised firsthand, Alan, the vital service that you and your local radio station and all the other local radio stations in Ireland South provide to a very high quality and high standard of journalism. And I think it's vital now more so than ever because of the fact that we're fighting against misinformation, disinformation and all of that, that we actually support our local radio networks. I think quite frankly that the revenue stream of local radios is being gobbled up and eaten up by social media, and obviously consumers and businesses are now turning to advertise on social media. And where does that leave local radio in terms of its revenue income and revenue stream? In a very difficult place. So, look, I think it would be a mistake for Minister Martin if she were not to fund local radio, and I'm calling on her to consider it.
Right. And you're placing the emphasis on current affairs and news coverage. Is that where you believe you'd like to see extra funding going into those areas?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry, I should have included other vital services, sport, so important for the community, right. So important for all our age groups. I should have included everything from arts to music. Right. I'm talking about every aspect of our local community that people want to listen to items about, stories about, clips about, and they also want to contribute. This is a vital means of communication for people in our communities, and it must be maintained.
Right. And have you set a target of funding that you think is needed to benefit the industry?
I haven't, Alan. I haven't drilled down on the figures, but I do know from speaking with Independent Radio Ireland and from some of the station managers that revenue income is a difficulty, that's for sure. And I'm also aware that the only election debate that occurred for the European candidates that I was aware of and that I participated in Ireland South was actually on a radio station that's not too far from you. It was KCLR, but that was simply because I believe the other radio stations had to look at their balance sheet and their budget and consider, look, is this are we actually going to be able to host this? But I do know, however, that local radio went to several count centres and reported on the count of the local elections. And I'm sure your local radio station was there or certainly had somebody there,
Alan. We covered it for nearly 46 hours. That's what we covered it for.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this is a service that doesn't come cheap for you and your station to have somebody out there doing that vital service and, again, providing the high standard of information about the tallies or about the actual counts or about the elections.
And, Cynthia, we extended the invitation to all European candidates who wanted to come to us, and very many of them did. And a lot of them, including other people who've been recently elected, did mention the fact that they saw how vital it was to have the access to local radio and to local communities.
Yes, so I'm hoping they will join me. I mean, we have our other MEP, obviously, in the area, Kathleen Funchen, and we also have Billy Kelleher, my colleague, and we have Sean Kelly, and indeed we have Mr. McNamara as well. So I'm hoping, and I'm sure that they have seen the benefit of local radio. Yeah. But, I mean, let's repeat it, and we can't repeat it often enough. The information and the entertainment and the news and current affairs and sport, etc., that you are providing is not just credible, but it's really reliable, and it's up there to a high standard. I mean, we saw in the US and in the UK local media in, I'd say, the last 10 years, the savage reduction of the amount of stations and local newspapers. Many of them have just shut up shop. I certainly don't want to see that in Ireland South. I think it's a vital service for our communities.